This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
All right. Well, joining me now, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT here on the Zioli Show, Congressman Tom MacArthur represents the 3rd Congressional District in New Jersey, my congressman, as a matter of fact. And Congressman, a lot going on. Let's start first today, if we could, with your thoughts on the president canceling the Iran deal.
Well, I was an opponent of that deal from the start. I thought that the end of the Obama administration, they got too desperate to get a deal done at any cost. I was in briefings with the Secretary of Defense and with the Secretary of Energy and with Secretary of State Kerry at that time. And so I watched, I listened, and I just felt that they turned a blind eye to Iran's state sponsor of terrorism. They're the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. In over 30 countries, they're fomenting unrest. They turned a blind eye to Iran's ballistic missile program, which we can come back to. I just went to the president 2 weeks ago about that, along with a Democratic colleague. I think we've got to realize Iran wants ballistic missiles so that when it gets nuclear weapons, it'll have a delivery system. So I could have seen him going either way, but I think he made the better decision, and that is to say we really need to start over and get a deal that really reins in with this rogue country.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the idea...
When I say I could have gone either way, I mean I could have accepted if he wanted to use that as a starting point to build a much stronger deal, but I think he's done the better thing, which is to realize if you start with a faulty foundation, it's really hard to build the right outcome. So, you know, that's why I say I think this is the better way to get at this, is to simply say, no, this is not acceptable. We're going to go back to the drawing board and do a deal that really reins in Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Well, that's just it, Congressman. I think a lot of people miss that point. They think the Iran deal, as it was constructed under President Obama, is dead. Therefore, there'll never be another Iran deal ever again. And that's just categorically not true. I mean, the president said he wants to have a better deal. And he said the same thing to our European allies. It just, that doesn't really get reported. You know, they just act as if it's an all or nothing proposition.
Well, and it's not. And, you know, the other misperception is that the prior deal did away with Iran's nuclear ambitions. It did not. It actually shelved them for as little as 8 years, and we're already a couple of years into it. And, you know, so Iran has been building all kinds of other arsenals. They've been very actively building ballistic missiles. They launched 2 just a couple of weeks ago, and they printed on the side, they wrote on the side of them, Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, they've made their intentions quite clear, and there's no country on earth, Rich, that has ever gotten ballistic missiles for any reason other than delivering weapons of mass destruction, biological, chemical, and nuclear. So that's the most grave threat in my mind, that while we let Iran put a pause on their nuclear weapon ambitions for as little as 8 years, they have free rein to develop a delivery system. You know, this 8 years is like a blink in the eye. As I say, we're already a couple of years into it, and they'll have nuclear weapons and a fully capable delivery system. That's why I think this is such a serious matter, that we really have to step back and say no. And the other thing to bear in mind is what the president said was, I'm not recertifying that they're compliant. That's what he said some months ago. Now he's saying, I still can't certify that they're compliant, and therefore they're violating the letter and the spirit of the agreement I'm not going to pretend like there is an agreement, because they're not. There's not. They're violating it.
Congressman Tom MacArthur joins me here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHE. He represents the 3rd District of New Jersey, and we're talking about the Iran deal right now. Congressman, let's shift to another foreign policy matter, if we could. This involving, obviously, the president's decision to move the United States Embassy to Jerusalem yesterday, which, you know, I watched the ceremony. I thought Jared Kushner did a great job representing the president there. I think that the notion that a country has a right to have its own capital recognized by other nations of the world, I think, is a fundamentally honest one.
Well, and I applaud the administration for taking a very long overdue action. Let's bear in mind that both parties, both Republicans and Democrats, have voted nearly unanimously decades ago to do exactly what the president did. And one president after another exercised the right under the prior legislation to hold it off for a little longer. Well, they've held it off for decades. And I think this president had the courage to say, enough's enough. It's never going to be a perfect situation. The groups fighting in the Middle East have been fighting for thousands of years, and it's time to do what we said we were going to do, and that's recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So I really applaud him for doing what he said. He said he was going to do it in the campaign, and he fulfilled his promise.
What about the argument that because of that now you have all this bloodshed on the border between Gaza and Israel?
Well, I really lament that. I think it's we get numb to these numbers, but when 60 people die, I think we need to step back and realize how tragic that is. We also need, though, to be honest about who's causing the bloodshed. And I think it was Golda Meir who once said that the Palestinians, including those in Gaza right now, will never have freedom until they love their own children more than they hate Israel's children. And I think that's part of the problem here, is that you see these young people charging the fence, the security fence. They are looking for trouble. In some cases, they're looking to be suicide attackers. And I think Israel has shown a great deal of restraint, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's tragic when you see this kind of situation, and we need to do anything we can and everything that we can to try to settle that down and let the parties go back to some peaceful coexistence.
All right, closer to home yesterday, a big Supreme Court victory, one that the state of New Jersey certainly will benefit from. That is, of course, legalized sports betting. You are a 10th Amendment guy, as I am, so I know you are pleased from the perspective of the federal government having to respect the rights of the states in matters like this. How do you foresee this going for New Jersey and for other states as well that want to get in on the action, so to speak?
Yeah, and if I can, Rich, let me just finish one thought on Israel,
sure.
And then I'll come back to your question on sports betting. I was in that spot on the Gaza border a couple of years ago with my wife, and it's hard to overstate how close it is. This has been a lingering problem for Israel. The last time they gave some freedoms in Gaza, you'll remember the thousands of rockets got thrown, fired over the Gaza border into Israel. So they have to be very, very careful on this border to start with. And as I said, I think they've been quite restrained in their responses. Now, back to your question. Yes, I think the Supreme Court has made it clear that the federal government can't just do what it wants to do. The Supreme Court looks at legislation and decides whether it is consistent with the Constitution, permitted under the Constitution, and they came back and said, whatever you think about sports betting or legalized gambling, this law is not constitutional. States have a right to do what they choose is in the best interest of their residents, and they acknowledge Congress has a role as well in crafting some legislation. But if Congress doesn't do specific work that is constitutional, the states get to do as they see fit. To me, that's right. This is not an area where I think you have to have the federal government preempting the states. There are areas where you need that, but this certainly is not one of them. And it seems I haven't been that close to the issue inside the state house, but it seems to me from the comments I've heard that this governor agrees with the last governor and intends to act on it and and make this industry grow in Jersey.
Yeah, I was wondering too, Congressman MacArthur, in terms of how much they'll tax it, and then I think some of the other restrictions that they'll put on it. But obviously, I mean, for Atlantic City, this could be, everybody says, this could be what saves Atlantic City. I don't know.
Well, it could be part of what saves Atlantic City. I think there may be other things that also need to be done to help Atlantic City grow into all that it can be and you know, and take advantage of its beautiful shoreline and other opportunities that are there for the people that live in the state.
And, of course, you represent a good part of Ocean County. So, I mean, a lot of people will go there and they'll vacation there and then presumably drive down maybe the AC for the day or for the afternoon or something to watch a game or something like that. But you got a couple of pretty nice shore resorts that you represent. And I know everybody's gearing up for the summer. I mean, I'm fired up for it, I can tell you that.
I have to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I have the best parts of the shore. But I have mostly what's in between Manasquan Inlet and Barnegat Inlet, and I just think that's the iconic Jersey Shore, the boardwalk in that area, the Island Beach State Park, which is very pristine land. Barnegat Bay is in my backyard. We're in a beautiful part of the Jersey Shore.
I basically grew up on Barnegat Bay every summer, almost every summer of my life. So, yeah, great memories from there. Well, listen, Congressman Tom MacArthur, always appreciate your time stopping by the show and for your thoughts on these issues. And if people want to get in touch with you, Congressman, what's the best way they can reach out?
Well, my office in Marlton and in Toms River, the doors are always open for residents. We want to help people with issues. And we want to hear from people, too. I know there's a lot of different opinions on the things we're talking about today. I've made no bones about my views. I strongly believe in peace through strength. I think we live in a dangerous world, and we have to lead from the front. We have to show resolve and strength, and I think that's the best way to achieve peace. But, I want to hear from people that have different views, and I certainly want to take other people's perspectives into account when I vote here in Washington.
Congressman Tom MacArthur, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Rich. Thank you.
Rizzioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.